Evidence Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprint, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I am your host, Don Nikoloff, as you may have heard on the introduction, unless you just turned on the show right on at this second. It is May the 8th on the East Coast of the United States, May the 7th on the West Coast, and you just adjust your times accordingly to the Central and Mountain daylight time. I guess we're in daylight time, even though it's kind of funny because it's dark right now, at least where I am. Probably most people listening to the show are experiencing the dark, and yet they call it Pacific Daylight Time. Doesn't make sense, at least 12 hours out of the day. Anyway, so nice to have you with us this evening. I would like to take a moment here before we bring on tonight's guest to address an email that I got from a good friend, Barbara, in Southern California. We'll leave it at that. And I never give away the whole name unless the people want me to. Actually, she's not even expecting me to respond to this email, but she had some very nice compliments to share about Evident Footprints in general. Barbara has actually grown up in a family that has roots back in Germany, and of course her family is quite familiar with what happened during World War II, and she finds Evident Footprints very revealing, very refreshing to hear the truth, and she's hearing the same things that we talk about on this show from her family. Even as she was growing up, her family talked about the very things we're talking about. So that we're able to go back in time and uncover what's hidden under some of these rocks and buried in deep holes, or rabbit holes, as we say in the business, is speaking volumes for the people who contribute to Evident Footprints. And it's nice to hear it from someone that recognizes what we're doing. Barbara mentions that actually many of the topics are a bit scary at times, but she knows that they're real. And she knows that it's important to get a grasp of it. Recently, I did a show with Ken Adachi, and we were talking about chemtrails and what they're putting in the chemtrails. For anyone out there that doubts that this is going on, I just urge you to Google the word chemtrail, C-H-E-M-T-R-A-I-L, and if you want, you can put an S on the end. And there is a wealth of information on the web about the diseases that are spread. Now, Barbara mentioned that it makes her a bit angry when she sees the chemtrail spraying where she lives, and she was hoping that Ken Adachi was not too far away from where she lives so that he could do some work. That is understood and appreciated, but the reason we share this information with you folks is so you go out yourselves and do something too. Join forces with us. This is not about us bringing you the information and then doing all the work for you. You've got two hands, two arms, two legs, two feet, and you can drive a car, you can walk down the street, you can push buttons or keys on your computer, you can tune into a radio, you can write, you can connect with people, you can interface and network with people of like mind and educate people as to what's going on. If you learn something on this show, then you have somewhat of a duty to the rest of humanity within your reality to share what you learn. People may reject you, they may turn their heads, but what's the difference? Now, And this is not meant to attack Barbara's husband. Barbara mentioned that her husband said, well, just don't look at them. Now, to me, that's not a solution. And I would say to Barbara's husband that pretending like they're not there is not getting rid of the problem. That's the whole problem with the United States of America. people have turned into ostriches. They have buried their heads in the sand, and they don't want to face the problems. We must take responsibility for what we've allowed to happen. So when we bring shows on like chemtrail shows, and we talk about making an orgone generator or an orgone accumulator, or we talk about summoning sylphs or praying to God, praying to whomever you pray to within your faith to intercede on our behalf, there's no reason why those prayers can't be answered. God has created a miraculous universe, and it was designed to follow certain types of laws. It wasn't designed to go through the destruction that this planet and this society that we call humanity is going through right now. So, Barbara's husband, I would say, let Barbara look at the chemtrails. Barbara, you get mad, and you get so mad that you get some people you know to either invest in or build your own orgone generators. Do your part, and as you teach others to do the same thing, before you know it, the whole country can claim our country back. Our Constitution has been stolen from us. Our freedom has been stolen. According to our president, the Constitution is nothing but a GD piece of paper. That's the respect that your president has for you. And I myself am sick of the ignorance and the apathy and really the dumbed-down American populace that has no idea about the dog and pony show we're witnessing. So I wanted to acknowledge Barbara for her kind words and encourage her husband to help Barbara get her hands on an orgone generator. With you guys, where you live, running one, and Ken Adachi, where he lives, running one, you can cover half the state of California if you make it the right size. And the chemtrails will go away, and they'll have to spray another day. So much for my rant here on the introduction. Now I would like to bring tonight's guest on board. He was with us last night. He has a company called hempusa.org, and we are going to be taking calls. The toll-free number in the USA is 877-876-5227. In the USA and Canada, that number is 888-815-9756. And the direct line, area code 530-876-3222. And I and my guest tonight will be happy to hear your comments or take some calls, answer some questions. And with that, I bring tonight's guest, the founder, owner, and the man behind hempusa.org, Mr. Thomas James. Tom, how are you this evening?
I am great, buddy. I love your show and love listening to you. Well, I'm ready to get going and talk about this incredible product and help people out there that are listening.
Okay. We had a talk last night. Now, of course, we may very likely have some new listeners tonight who didn't get to hear last night's show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you the opportunity to give us an overview of hemp, what it is, a little bit about the history, and what it is you do.
Well, basically, I'm bringing this the plant food to the American people, actually to everybody in the world. And I want people to know that many of the myths about hemp perpetrated by the government to this day relating to hemp being a drug crop are incorrect and simply just propaganda created to make way for synthetic man-made products. And what I want the people to know is that industrial hemp is not marijuana and marijuana is not hemp. Our product is a food product that comes from the seed of the plant. There is no THC connected with our product in any way, shape, or form, so you don't have to worry about getting drug tested. There is no THC involved in the plant, so it's just an incredible food source of amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and every mineral you can think of, all wrapped up in one plant. And my goal is to bring it to the American people raw, delivered to their door with no shipping. And that is what I'm about. And it's just a great food source. It comes in powder, seeds, and oil. And then we have two new products called the Soft Center, which is without the herd of the nut, which is without the outer covering. And then we have the Hemp Coffee, which a lot of people are in love with. So basically, that's just an overview.
Okay, now we know that hemp goes back to the founding of our country. Actually, even before our country became a country, they had hemp here, and farmers were cultivating it, yep, using it for a variety of purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And then somewhere along the line, it became outlawed, and I suspect that it has everything to do with the actual drug trafficking, that somehow they wanted to, first of all, introduce marijuana into our society, because there's a lot of money made from illegal drug trafficking, and we know that the government is behind that,
mm-hmm.
despite the war on drugs. And then, on the other hand, it was a staple for all the building materials, for paper products, for rope. Rope, still to this day, it's used. Even the Navy itself and the shipping industries use hemp for rope.
Oh, absolutely. The passage of the marijuana law of 1937 mm-hmm. placed restrictions upon the trade of the hemp seed. But it was, in fact, a prohibition, one of the longest prohibitions we've ever seen in this country. Prohibition against having a industrial hemp plant grow in this country. It's still prohibited. Can you imagine? And it's not even connected with the marijuana plant.
And it's on the back of the old $10 bills, by the way, the hemp
yes,
farmer.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, it's amazing. Well,
yeah.
We know it's an amazing thing, but it really is. It was to make way for synthetic man-made products. They make profits from those. They can't make a big profit from hemp. Hemp lasts too long. It tastes too good. It's good for the body. It makes the best paper. It makes the best clothing. It makes the best building products. They would sure have a competitive market if they let it in. Am I correct?
Oh, yes. Now, why is it, do you think, that that Europe, for instance, I know that Mercedes-Benz uses hemp for the insulation in their cars?
Yeah, 30% of all Chrysler and Mercedes-Benz vehicles for the inside of the plastic coverings in their cars are all made out of hemp. And I think that's pretty amazing.
And pretty much across Europe now, hemp's being recognized as a food. But if you're trying to drive a country into the ground and bring it to its knees, of course, you would keep a product like hemp outlawed as long as you could.
That's correct. And remember, many, many centuries of wars were fought over hemp. I mean, I think Napoleon fought England because they were giving it to Russia or something a while back. It was a war over hemp. Same with Japan when they took over the Philippines, right? It was
mm-hmm.
about the hemp. And a lot of people don't realize that. It's not in history books. They dumb down America. They don't want them to know about industrial hemp and how incredible it is. It's an incredible plant. And
mm-hmm.
you start taking it, it'll literally wake your brain up and put you on another consciousness level. And that's what it does. It really makes you smarter, makes you stronger. It gives you better bones. It gives you better... it just works on the whole body. It just does so much for the body. It's just a God-given plant. God created that plant for the body he created. So when you put it in your system, it goes to work immediately, starting to digest, and it really makes a difference. And it just gives you a great sense of well-being. That's all I could say.
Yes. Now, Since the show last night, I did a little refresher course for myself so that I could come up with and believe it or not, I came across some things that I actually knew, but I had sort of just cast aside. If you're not talking about it on a regular basis, you tend to let these things slip. But there are different types of hemp plants too. We have Indian hemp. There's Manila hemp. From the Philippines, of course.
Yeah, there's 350 varieties.
Yeah, and these societies are using hemp as a major cash crop for
Absolutely.
Many of the farmers.
Absolutely, it's the best, the most incredible rotational crop known to man. It literally helps every crop grow better, and after hemp is in the ground, a following crop always yields more at harvest time. And, you know, you figure our government would want it here for that reason alone, and that it would stop erosion for that reason alone, that it would help humanity, you know? But no, we're not allowed to grow it. It's just absolutely insane. It's insane. It's got nothing to do with the marijuana plant, but we're still not allowed to grow it.
Yes, but they bring the marijuana plants in through the border and then put the border guards that make the arrests on the drug dealers in prison. it's obvious what's going on here.
People
are starting to wake up to that. But we're not talking about the same kind of hemp plant. That's the issue here.
Yeah, and this particular hemp is grown for food, clothing, and shelter. This has nothing to do with that plant. They did such a propaganda scheme back in 1937 that they scared the heck out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still living today, this lie, you know?
Yes.
If you're going to lie to the American people, you might as well make it the biggest lie possible, right? Hitler said that.
Yeah.
Might as well make it the biggest lie because they'll believe it, you know? So let's let America know that hemp is not marijuana. Marijuana is not hemp. Marijuana grows into a bushy, branchy, big, fat bush, where hemp grows in fine stalks up high, blooms up on top, and it shades everything underneath it where very little weeds grow. Totally different variety, and one has nothing to do with the other.
Yes, and we
fact,
we
matter of fact, Don, if you grow them together, it would actually take away from the THC of the marijuana plant if hemp was grown next to marijuana.
Hmm.
It would actually take away. It would make it less potent by 30 to 50%. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So you can't even grow them together. It would affect the intensity of the THC level. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Now, you know, for those people that don't use drugs out there, THC stands for tetrahydrocannabinol.
Right, tetrahydrocannabinol.
That's the drug element in marijuana that makes people high and causes all the crazy things that pot smokers do.
Yeah,
like eat candy and drink soda pop.
Now, you know what's amazing about the hemp plant? They don't need bees to pollinate. It's one of the few plants where you don't even need a bee to pollinate it. They're dioecious and monoecious. There are plants that are self-pollinating, and then there are plants that are both female and male.
Hmm.
And then there's ones that are just female, then there's one that are just male. So it's a very amazing plant, and even if all the bees were gone, it would still be and feed and clothe and shelter the world. Isn't that amazing?
Well, then it must have a very light kind of pollen, let's say, that, just a little waft of air
yes.
blowing by the stamen, I guess it would be,
yes.
would cause the seed to distribute amongst the other aspects.
Yeah, and it's also amazing because I was worried about that with all the bees, the honeybees for the last couple of years disappearing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, boy, what a plant in a time of famine or any kind of distress in the nations, it would still grow, you know? It's an amazing plant, Don. It really is.
Now, it'd be amazing to see what kind of honey bees would produce if they were using the pollen from the hemp plant. Is there any studies on that?
Well, yeah, they would get muscular. The bees would be about three times the size, probably. So they'd be lifting weights outside your door, you know. It's amazing. I got to tell you something. I have a small office in the back of my property,
mm-hmm.
and we had a little couple of mice back there at one time, and I wanted to put some mice nuts out there, right?
Uh-huh.
So I put some mice nuts out there in the back and underneath things, and I mixed them with hemp seeds. Well, guess what? I get back, a couple days later, I go back there and I look to see if they ate any mice nuts, because if they eat the mice nuts, they die, you know?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They hand-picked the hemp. cracked open the hard shell, every single one of them, and piled them in a little pile, left them for me, and ate all the hemp and left all of the poison. Is that amazing?
Well, they're pretty smart, I guess.
Animals are smarter than most humans, let me tell you. They know what's good for them, and they know what to stay away from. But it was amazing. That was a stupid thing I did. I should have just put the mice knots. They'd probably all be gone, you know? I really treated them, you know?
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. But, yeah, it's an incredible plant, and, you know, it would be wonderful if it was grown. But there's something we didn't talk about yesterday I'd like to bring up. It's about the electrons that form after you take the oil.
Okay.
It literally brings the electrical life of your cell back. And a lot of people don't know what essential fatty acids do. But that's basically, in layman's terms, that's what it does. It brings that electrical system and it opens it up so you can actually receive from the sun the rays that you're supposed to.
Well, for the benefit, Tom, of the listeners tonight that are hearing this for the first time, or maybe listening to this archive for the first time, could you explain the process of how the hemp plant is cultivated and turned into a food source? And then I think, you know, when you get to the oil part, people are going to understand where what part of the plant this comes from. And
okay, basically... The crop is grown. It grows from 2 feet to 5 to 6 feet. We'll say 2 to 6 feet is the highest. And it's grown only for its seed. Each plant has either 200 to 2,000 seeds on it. The seeds are removed from the plant. The plant itself, everything except the seed, is cultivated back into the soil to regenerate the soil for the next crop and for the soil itself. And then the seeds are taken to the mill, the oil is pressed, and then the seeds, after the oil is pressed, are ground into a flour, a heavy cake powder. And then also many of the seeds are toasted and they are salted for people to just eat them raw. So basically, it's all the seed, and people are pretty astonished, and every bit of the food that you get from hemp is from the seed. Nothing is from the plant itself. There's no stems, there's no herds used in this process, and there's no leaves used. So it's pretty amazing. They take 90 to 120 days to mature from a baby plant to a full mature plant before harvest, and there's only one harvest season a year.
Hmm.
Yep, it's pretty amazing, and we work on 50,000 acres with 125 farmers.
Now, has anyone contemplated maybe growing those, let's say, over the winter, hydroponically? And I don't mean in some kind of lab. I'm some kind of a natural setting, or as close approximation as one could get.
You would need acres and acres of land, and you really couldn't do it to where it would probably have the nutritional value.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, but I don't see how you could get the acreage out of it, because each acreage yields certain amounts of tons of seed, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. But you couldn't grow it here anyway. But you're talking up there, where they have license to grow it?
Yes. Well, yeah, anywhere.
That's a good question, Don. I could find out. I'll ask. But I think that would be an acreage problem there.
Might be, but if you look at the different ways that might be accomplished, you know, greenhouses, for instance, during the winter have very little activity. And
correct.
And if the hemp is able to grow, let's say, I would suspect it's a sturdier plant than most.
It does, but it's very, very specific in what it likes. Like this particular brand, this type of seed grows really good in real cool weather, cool nights, long nights, and you're not going to get that kind of environment inside a glass building.
I think in the winter you can, because they can vent the roof or the side slats in a greenhouse.
But what I'm saying is to feed the masses, you need acres and thousands of acres.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're just talking about those elite of us, the connoisseurs of the...
Oh, if you could grow it. Oh, okay. Well, I can find out for you. I'll ask the farmers. I'll call them up, you know.
Yeah, I've been in some pretty enormous greenhouses that you would be amazed at how much wasted space there is, you know, during the spring, summer, and early fall, because basically everything is stands, and they set their plants up on the stands, and somebody walks around and watering them, and if over a period of 3 months they can turn that area into a productive space, why not? I mean, every you know, it's not going to be the same as these thousand-acre or multi-thousand-acre farms, of course. It's going to be different. But it would be interesting to see because with food shortages and even hemp being short or, you know, people having to wait, there's a lot of it, but not every part of the planet is growing it. It's very specific areas where this is occurring.
Oh, they're limiting it everywhere. They just limited it in Germany, and they stop it in a lot of countries. It's kind of sad. It's being very controlled. World Trade Organization is now at the borders of Canada, and they look at everything. The FDA, I got FDA stickers on everything that comes over the border now.
Hmm.
It's wild. They need numbers. It's just crazy. It's like they're getting stricter and stricter. But, you know, if anybody wants to go to the website, maybe we should tell them where to go.
Okay. Well, first of all, you can give out your website, and I'll let them know about where on my website they can find some information as well.
Well, if you want me to, I will.
Yeah.
Anybody who's listening, if they're interested in this product and want to learn more about it, just even to read about it, even if you're not buying it, we have a really great website called hempusa.org, and it'll just make you aware of what's going on and tell you all about the hemp product and what it can do and how it can change your life and help you in every area. Because if you give the body the proper nutrients it needs to restore the body, you will become well without pharmaceuticals. I'm talking naturally, the way God intended it to be, because this is God's plant. And God intends us to have good food for our bodies, and this is the most densely nutrient plant known to man, period. And they can call me at 908-691-2608 if they're interested. I'll answer any question, you know, Don?
Yes, and anyone who visits my website, Direct Light Productions, I've got Tom's link right at the bottom of my webpage. My homepage, when you first go to directlightproductions.com, you'll see a big button there, big, huge button. It's got Hemp USA on it, the phone number. You can click anywhere on that box, and it will take you immediately in a fraction of a second to his website. So I encourage you to go look. He's got products for your animals, everything from dogs, cats, birds, horses. And he was telling us about pigs. Now, if you're pig farmers out there, if you want to enter your pigs in some muscle building contest,
yes, a very good statement. If you want to, anybody wants to enter their pig in a muscle building contest, we can offer the oil and the seeds for your pig.
Or I should say. Bodybuilding, right?
Oh yeah, they got so thin they look like muscle bound creatures. It was incredible, and nobody bought them because they want fat pigs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They want that bacon and they want everything, you know.
But you see, that's the kind of pig you want for pig racing. So maybe you should be marketing this to the people that have pig races.
Well, anybody who is a pig racer and wants their pig sleek and slim and fast. Call me. Got the oil. I like that.
See, if you use your imagination, you can come up with all kinds of solutions. That's
You're
what
not
going to
believe this today, but I got an order from an alien, from Planet Plutonius. They ordered 5 cases of oil today.
You're kidding me, really?
Yes, I'm kidding. Anyway, we're getting silly here.
Well, you started to talk about the, you know, the products, and of course, you got into the powder and the seed, and I sort of stopped you from going into the oil because I wanted to at least paint this picture of the seed being pressed, where they extract the oil.
Yeah, and when they extract it, they use a press. It's in a dark, dark room, of course. There's no light. It's done at a 60 to 65 degree. The oil doesn't get hotter than that. It's probably one of the coldest pressed oils that I know of. Most of them are done at 90 to 125 degrees. So this is a really cold-pressed, triple-filtered oil. It's absolutely delicious for you, and it's so healthy that I would probably say that hemp oil is indispensable to the health of the human body because it'll literally turn around disease. It'll literally feed every organ in the body. It'll feed your cell. It's just so physically body-changing, interior of the human body, that we are all so in need of it. I'm talking about everybody in America. We have 98% of the people in this country are essential fatty acid deficient. They want to know why they have skin problems and skin ailments and why they bruise and it doesn't heal and why some people can't go out in the sun. The doctors say don't go out in the sun. It's because they have no essential fatty acids in their body. They're dried out. They need these oils. And when they take these oils, they will enjoy the sun because the sun is going to go and empower that body with electrical energy. And that's what we need. We need our bodies restored. This will restore the cell and bring life back to the cell, and it'll work wonders in the body for cleaning the arterial walls, cleaning the heart valves, and making the brain work. That's what this oil does to the body. It changes it. It makes it like it's supposed to be.
Well, you know, they tell us, Tom, to stay out of the sun. And the sun is probably the best natural source of vitamin D.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Doctors tell you to stay out of the sun because, first of all, they have no nutritional background. They know very little about what sun does. Everybody craves the sun. The people that can't stay in the sun are the people that are in desperate need of essential fatty acids. They need this oil more than anybody. I happen to love the sun. I love it. And it empowers me. It regenerates my cells. That's what it's supposed to do. But if you don't have essential fatty acids in your system, you're not going to enjoy the sun. It's going to bother your eyes. It's going to bother your skin. It's going to affect you. And people stay out of the sun, desperately need essential fatty acids. So that should help some people if they're listening, because I've proven that hundreds of times and had, you know, people call me and tell me, oh, yeah, I love it now, it's great. And I listened to my doctor, and he said to stay out of the sun for 10 years, and you're pretty soon, you're looking pretty peaked when you're not in the sun for 10 years, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's an amazing oil. An amazing
now,
oil, Don.
Now, in terms of issues like cholesterol, you know, this is another thing, and my general feeling is this whole thing about what causes diabetes and what causes cholesterol buildup, which results in various circulatory problems, is more related to the wrong types of fat being ingested.
Absolutely. You're saturated and trans fatty acids most people eat in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about a saturated fat like a coconut oil. That's really good for you. But I'm talking about trans fatty acids and saturated hydrogenated oils. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about oils that will literally destroy your arteries and stay in there and deaden everything and stop the electrical energy from working, you know?
Yes.
But what's nice is we have a perfect balance of omega-6 to omega-3, and it produces smooth skin, it speeds healing, increases vitality, reduces inflammation. This also is incredible for reducing inflammation, which is a big problem, which I said the other night, between 40 and 50-year-olds, men and women are dying of heart attacks drastically in this country due to inflammation, not cholesterol buildup or any kind of catarrh in the arteries. It's due to inflammation. Then this is good for water retention, platelet stickiness, stuff like that. You know, it enhances immune function. It reduces pain and swelling of arthritis. It's just a lot of women call me and email me for premenstrual syndrome. Pain has gone away since they started the oil. I mean, it's a proven fact. If anybody wants to call me on this subject, I'll back it up, that if you put this oil in your system, it's going to change your life. That's all I'm going to say, and it's not expensive. You figure a bottle, a 17-ounce bottle, if you're taking a tablespoon a day, we'll say, will last you 2-3 months. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that's a long time.
And that's really cheap. It's probably about one-tenth of what it would cost to have a pharmaceutical hanging around your house.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that it'll change your life. Does that mean we don't have to vote for Barack Obama?
Yes, it'll make you smarter, so you won't have to vote for him.
Well, he's been pushing the change. things can only change for the worse right now.
I agree with that. I don't know what's happening. All as I know is the Lord's eventually going to be coming back, and it's going to be an interesting time. But until he comes back, we've got to feed our bodies. And why not put good food in our bodies? Why put junk? Why put fast food? Why put cooked food? You know, I figured it out. I'm like 85% raw.
Mm-hmm.
I literally am 85% raw. I was 100, but you know, I'm 85 now, and I'll tell you what, I am in my normal body weight, and I am 6 foot tall, I weigh about 175, 180 pounds, and I have a 32, 33 waist, I'm broad-shouldered, and I'm one of those racing pigs now, you know what I mean? That's what I am.
Yeah.
Really, man, I'm not kidding you. People say, where do you work out? I said, I don't. I said, I eat hemp. And it slims you down to a normal body weight. You will have no choice. If you're overweight, you're going to lose it. You will have no desire for junk food cravings when you start on the seeds and the powder. You just won't. Because that in-between food fills the body with all the nutrients it needs. Your body is not going to be used to getting all of the nutrients because it's absolutely amazing how the body functions when it has them all. And you start to look really good. You start to lose weight in your face first. You start to see the bone structure of the face. Because if you look at most Americans, they're inflated. They look like the Goodyear blimp tires, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're inflated. They're not right. They're inflamed. They need to get a quality food in their system to bring all the body systems back to a balance. That's what hemp does. It brings all the body systems back to a balance. And then you start shedding the adipose fat cells and pushing out toxins because now you have extra energy because now you're eating digestive enzymes that are normally going to work on breaking down the proteins. So now you've got all this extra energy that was going into wasting trying to digest the food before. Now you're going to be able to push toxins out of the body. And I think that's another important factor.
Yes, toxicity has an adverse impact on the normal glandular function of the human body. So you can imagine what it does to things like, and I'm speaking about to the circulatory system and the synapses of the brain to, you know, the little firing mechanisms that transfer the thought throughout your whole system, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to change everything. Now, you stole my thunder on the premenstrual issue, but that's okay. I'm wondering if, and it seems like today that younger and younger women are experiencing osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you
why. They have the wrong type and too much of the wrong type of calcium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it...
Properly with magnesium, there should be a 3-to-1 or a 4-to-1 ratio. Actually, 3-to-1. It should be 3 parts magnesium to 1 part calcium.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? It's just the opposite on all the drug things, on most of the calciums that I look at on the market. There's more calcium than magnesium. Well, that's not right. It needs... First of all, in order for calcium to work, you need magnesium and vice versa. but you have to have the proper amounts. So it's a 3-to-1 ratio, but they're consuming too much of the wrong calcium, and their calcification is building up on all of their joints.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And this is what's happened. And I remember I had taken my mom to the doctor, and I questioned the doctor about this. He tried to put her on Caltrite. And I said, listen, this is the wrong measurement of magnesium to calcium versus calcium to magnesium. He goes, well, I don't know, because that's what I sell. I said, well, maybe you should do a little more study on your nutritional background and make sure you're giving your, you know, your patients the right product. This is wrong. So I literally got my mom at home, and I put her on the hemp, and she's been on it ever since, and she's got the calcium and the magnesium built right into the food, and mm-hmm. she loves it. You know what I'm saying?
Now, is she into bodybuilding, too?
My mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom's 82. She can lift about... No, I'm only kidding.
she can bench press 350, right?
Yeah.
Well, what does she experience at 82? What are you know?
Oh,
what
my mom.
You? Yes,
mom's a great test subject. I'll tell you. She's got hard nails. She always complained about her nails breaking. She doesn't anymore. They're hard as a rock. Her mm-hmm. hair is beautiful. Her skin is nice. My mom used to be on about 15 or 20 different supplements. She used to go to the health food store every week or two and spend $200-$300. She hasn't done that for over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting all of the nutrients from this food. That's how good this food is. Why do you think I'm here? I want to let the world know that this is a great food, man. And what we have is a powder that you cannot get anywhere else. It's a 50% protein powder. You can't get 50% protein hemp powder anywhere. It's our process. The way we sift it, we sift out a certain amount of things and we bring up the protein level, and it's a proprietary process. Just like our proprietary toasting of the seeds, nobody else does that. And we do that for one reason, so we don't have to sterilize them. Secondly, so they taste better and brings out the flavor. And third, it's easy to chew the hull after it's toasted.
Mm-hmm.
The people just love the seeds. I mean, we sell thousands of pounds of seeds every week, thousands of pounds. And I have never had a return on a product where somebody didn't like the taste of the seeds. So
yeah.
It's exciting, you know. It's just pretty exciting.
Now, I heard you on another show, and you may have mentioned it last night when we were talking about the soft centers, but that's the center of the seed with the hull removed.
That's correct. That's a dehulled seed, and it's they're very soft and chewy. The moment you put them in your mouth, I always say, oh, these are good. It's just, I can't stop saying it when I eat them. There's something in that food that just you love. And I find that a lot of women like the soft centers. And they like them with their yogurt, and they like them with their salads. They just eat them by the spoonful, just spoonful raw. They're so good. So you could put them on anything. A lot of women bake with them. They make banana breads with them. They put them in their pancakes. They do a million things with them, you know, whatever you want to do. You can put them in your smoothies if you want. But it's just an exquisite plant. We could talk about it forever. There's so many uses, and there's so many things you can do with it on an edible sense and an edible tone. But
mm-hmm.
the big thing is people now are storing it for storable food.
It's
overwhelming my orders of storable food because I've proved to everybody that not only is this the most densely nutrient plant in the world for nutrition and for keeping the body alive, if you had to live with water and hemp, you could do it very easily and look very good, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but
Tom,
it's
there,
a quarter of the
young
price
lady.
Of any storable food.
Yes. There's a young lady that wants to mention something about
sure.
Hemp USA here.
Alrighty.
I want you to hear what she has to say.
Sure.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powdered seeds and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Store.
Wow. She really got that was down.
So what? I'll hire her. Have her call me.
Her name is Stephanie.
She's a doll, too.
Well, of course, that's one of your radio spots there. I just wanted to sneak that in. That's the whole product in the nutshell, right?
Yes.
Or out of the hull.
That's the whole product out of the hull.
Yes. Now, you had mentioned on Evident Footprints last night that you have a special for any of the listeners out there that would like to sample the product in a smaller order to get them started.
Yes, I'm offering it to them on your show, the 5-pound sampler. It is found on my homepage. It's in a yellow button. If you scroll down, you'll see it, and it lights up green when you go over it with the cursor. And just click on it, and you get 1 pound of every product we sell. That's 5 different products. You get the oil, you get the powder, the seeds, the soft centers, and the coffee. 1 pound of each delivered to your home with no shipping charge, no tax, and no over-the-border fee. And it's just a great way to start out because most people, when they buy it, they wind up buying 25-pounders, and it's just... They love the product when they taste it. So
also good for animals too. We want to let people know that it's something good for your pets. It's healthy.
Oh yeah,
for them.
Your dogs and cats will flip over it. They literally will. I told you the story about the guy with the dog. The dog didn't have it that one day, and it looked at him and started barking. And said, "Put it in the dish, baby." And the owner put it in the dish, and that dog gobbled it down. He's never seen his dog act like that. Ever. And the dog never barked either, so it was just very funny. It was like asking for that hemp oil to be in that dog food. Even the wife was just overwhelmed. They were both, and she was in shock. She still can't believe it.
Hmm.
So every morning she puts the, you know, hemp oil in the dog dish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's all right. I thought you were finished. I'm anxious to see what my parrot will do. He's a talker and a singer. Maybe we'll use him for a commercial, actually.
That'll be great. Can he talk? Well, he'll talk a lot when he has the hemp, I guarantee that.
He talks and sings.
He might not shut up.
Well,
because
that's
the hemp
fine.
Affects birds very quickly, believe me.
Yeah, if he likes it, he'll ask for it by name.
Oh,
and
will he?
So I just need to teach him. You know, I had an experience, and this is kind of interesting because... He gets, I buy his seed in bulk. So, you know, I pick out what seed I want him to have. And I get really organic seeds, okay? I'm not getting stuff processed in some factory where there's all kinds of contamination. And so I usually buy his food, let's say, in 10 to 20-pound increments.
Okay.
And I mix them with all kinds of nuts and fruit, dried fruit. And, of course, he eats fresh fruit. I'll give him apple or peach or he tends to go for the less acidic types of fruits and nuts. He loves cashews and pistachios and Brazil nuts, walnuts, pecans, peanuts, doesn't matter.
He really takes care of him.
Oh, he loves all of this stuff. And really...
Hey, no, the hemp nuts. He's going to love them.
Well, I ran out of fresh fruit. It was on a holiday. In fact, it was Thanksgiving. And I had gone to my parents for Thanksgiving dinner. And when I came home, I had brought some pie with me. You know, we had such a big dinner, I couldn't eat it. My mom said, "Here, take this home." So I had some peach pie and some blueberry pie. And my mom is just a fantastic cook. So
right.
You can imagine that that this was some killer pie. Well, he's asking me for apple. He kept saying apple. And I said, Frank, we're out of apples. I have to go to the store in the morning. You're going to have to wait. And he kept saying, I'm a good boy. I can have an apple, can I? And I said, Frank, you're going to have to wait until tomorrow. I said, I have to go in the car, drive to the store, buy the apples, drive back home, bring them in the house, wash them, and cut them up. And that's not going to happen till tomorrow. He paused for a moment, and he said, can I have the car?
Really?
Oh, yes. And I said, Frank, the keys are right there on the coffee table. If you can get out of your cage, grab the keys, and start the car up, you can drive it wherever you want.
Oh, my goodness.
Another minute went by. He said, can I have the keys?
Really?
Oh, yes. Now, I got a flash all of a sudden. I said, wait a minute. I've got this pie that my mother made. I can take the fruit out of the center and give that to him. So I gave him a spoonful of the blueberries. I said, this is pie. He started asking for pie. Somewhere around a half an hour later, can I have some pie?
He just kept,
and he knows the word. And if now he'll eat fresh fruit, but he'll also ask for pie. So
now what kind of parrot is it?
He's a double yellow nape green Amazon.
Really?
And his name is Frank. I named him after Frank Zappa.
Really? Zoo
oh, yeah.
Lures King.
He's a character. He sings.
Wow.
And he does vocal impressions. He imitates animals. And he carries on conversations.
Holy cow, we should have him on the show one night.
That's a lot of my friends have been telling me to get him on.
Yeah, we could talk about hemp.
But we'll try, yeah, we'll get him on the hemp seed, and then once he gets acclimated to it, he'll start talking about it, I'm sure.
Wow.
And we can bring him on the show. But he is a character.
That's fantastic. That's cool. I love to see him.
So I am interested in what he gets, you know, out of this. Really am.
Okay. Sounds great.
Well, we're about out of time here. To see how fast the time flew?
Amazing, man.
And it probably would have gone faster if I would have had the extra stamina of the of your hemp products. But I'm looking forward to trying them out myself. And I want to encourage everybody to go to hempusa.org. That's hempusa.org. Or you can call Tom at area code 908-691-2608. And I think he prefers from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So if you're on the West Coast, that would be 6 in the morning to 6 at night your time. Take that back, 5 in the morning to 5 in the evening. It's a 3-hour difference. So I just mention that so that you don't have people calling you 3 hours afterwards. Okay, those
right.
are Eastern times. And now you said you have been filling up some back orders, but you have a lot more product coming in.
We did fill all the back orders, but we're okay. We're waiting on some things, but we have really a big inventory now. We might be back ordered on some 5-pounders, but that'll be filled very quickly.
Okay.
The animal oil, it will be in very shortly. I got a lot of people ordered it already. That's on its way in from Canada. And then the seed will be in about a week and a half because they have to package it. And the seed, by the way, I should tell everybody, is coming in 25-pound pails. It's a 5-gallon pail.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to sell 25 pounds at a time of the seeds only. It doesn't really pay to sell something smaller yet at this time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
now,
saying?
Now, I can tell the pet owners out there that I know what they can expect to see in their animals. You're going to see less hair loss. You're going to see a glossy coat. You're going to see a healthy appetite and and a slim down animal. Those of you,
all their dogs that are overweight are going to look like racing pigs.
Okay.
You know, I tell you what, I look like a racing pig. I'm not kidding. I walked into a clothing store the other day, right?
Uh-huh.
And the guy says, you know, you look like a racing pig. That's an inside joke. I don't think anybody's going to get that.
Well, they will once they start using the hemp.
Oh, but I'm telling you, everybody I talk to, when they're on this and they're dedicated to it and making it the staple part of their diet, their whole body changes, and it's for the better. I mean, literally, you feel younger, you look younger. It's wonderful for your skin. It tightens up the skin and the face. It just is a wonder. It's a wonder plant.
And you mentioned some people are telling you that they've got hair coming in too.
Oh yeah, and a guy wrote me he's got hair sprouting out of his bald head. He said. He just emailed me the other day, but you know it affects everybody differently. I don't say what it will do for you. I say that if you give the body the proper nutrients, it will heal itself. I don't care what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously God created us to have these nutrients so our body can work and function in a normal way. And if we don't have them, it's not going to function. It's going to malfunction.
Yeah.
We need food, wonderful food, and not drugs. Correct?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. That was Hippocrates in 350 AD. That was amazing. That was an amazing statement, and it's so true today, right to this very minute, that if we can just find the food that will meet our needs when it comes to nutrition, that's the answer. Well, I'm bringing the answer to everybody. And it's a lot of work, and I've spent a lot of time. I burned the candle at both ends for the last year, got the website up, got information out. I'm on the radio shows. I'm doing magazine ads, and I'm just trying to let the world know about this wonderful product. And that's really what it's about, right, Don?
Yep, exactly. Well, we're out of time, as I mentioned, Tom. I'll have you on again soon. Keep me posted as to any new developments, any specials or whatever.
Sure.
And we're going to be playing your ads on Evident Footprints here.
Well, thank you.
And so more listeners are going to get to hear about your wonderful products. I've heard nothing but good things from everybody I've talked to.
Well, thank you. And I had a couple compliments from people from your show that they love my song. They told me, I love that song. And I said, well, thank you. And there are a lot of ladies tell me that because they say they wake up singing it.
Yeah, you have to send that to me.
I did, didn't I?
No, I've just got the voiceovers. Never got the song.
Oh, I'll send the song to you. You'll love it. It's funny. I'm just trying to think what I was going to say. Well, anyway, I said maybe someday we'll all be racing pigs.
Okay. Well, Tom, thanks for being on the show so late and staying up so late tonight.
Okay, buddy. And I want to talk to you, too, in the future about buying an Orgo generator.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Orgo generators are fantastic. Orgone.
Oh, Orgone. The Orgone generator, yeah.
Yes.
What's the website for that, if I can ask?
Let's see. I have, of course, I make them. I make them to spec, and Ken Adachi also makes them.
Oh, well, then we'll talk tomorrow. You call me tomorrow. We'll talk about it.
Okay, yes.
Thank you for having me on, my friend.
Okay, very good. A pleasure to have you on. And we'll say goodnight to the audience. You have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. Our special guest tonight was Tom James from hempusa.org. Give him a call again one more time. The number 908-691-2608. In the meantime, I'd like to thank Donald Newsom for making this program possible and Seth Hendrick for his great work on the audio, and wish all of you a very peaceful, love-filled, and light-filled good night.
God bless you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.